The Holy Gospel for today is taken from Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Beloved. It's an interesting word. Actually, I'm going to ask my beloved to help me. Could you put that up there, please? The word beloved. When I was thinking about that word this week, a song kept going through my head. It might be one that you learned. I learned as a kid. It goes something like this. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and anyone who loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. You who loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Do you know this? Beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4:7-8. And then it goes on, and you can do it loud, you can do it quiet, you can do it high, you can do it low. But we won't go on and on and on. But beloved, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful thing to be beloved by God. We're told in the gospel today that coming out of the water, the heavens were torn apart, and the Spirit descended like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Now, beloved can be an adjective or a noun. And as a noun, it can be defined as a deeply and dearly loved person. Deeply and dearly loved. That's how God feels about Jesus. That Jesus is God's deeply and dearly loved. And that's how God feels about us too. Deeply and dearly loved. We are God's beloved. Zoe, you are God's beloved. Bonnie, you are God's beloved too. Liz, you are God's beloved. Tom, you are God's beloved too. Do you believe this about yourself? Liz, you proclaimed, "I know. I'm thankful that you know this, because it's hard for us as people to embrace the unconditional love of God. There's something about life and some of the circumstances of life and how we've been loved or how we haven't been loved that can cause us to question God's love for us, to feel uncertain, to think, "Well, I know why God loves Tammy, but I can't understand why would God love me?" It's hard for us to accept that gift of God's unconditional love. Our love for one another isn't always perfect. You know, sometimes we fail one another. Sometimes we hurt one another. Sometimes we reject or betray one another. But this worldly and imperfect love is not the love of God. The Greek word for beloved in our gospel lesson for today is agapitos. This word is used in the Bible to describe how God loves Jesus. It's also used for how God loves humanity and how God wants us to love each other. It's a love that talks of giving, of continued endearment, complete and unconditional love. Agapitos, in its translation, beloved, are words that indicate an action upon the part of the one who's doing the loving. So, for example, it's God's action that makes us the beloved, not ours. It's not what we do or what we don't do. It's what God does. I mean, if you think about it, the creator of the universe, you know, we heard the beginning of the creation story as our first lesson today. The God who brings order out of chaos. The God who brings light from the deepest darkness. The God who breathes life into humanity. The God who shapes rivers and rainforests and creates dogs and duck-billed platypuses and dolphins. Dearly and deeply loves us. Why? Because this is who God is. That is the very first thing I learned about God, and I think it'll be the thing that I hold on forever, that God is love. God is love. And this God loves us. This God loves us deeply and dearly. Even when we question it, even when we're uncertain of it, even as we imperfectly live out this love in our lives. God loves you for being you. Our gracious Creator loves you for being. Our role in this relationship is, where did it go? Where? You put them all up? Is to be loved. Oh, I have them. Surprise! Be loved. So our role is to be loved. We don't have to do anything except to be loved by God. Thank you, my beloved. Be loved. Be loved by God. Be loved by God. Because in this love of God, we find our meaning and our purpose. And that is to be love. To be love in this world today. To be who God created us to be. To reflect God's image, that image of a loving God. To be the love of God, the deep and dear love of God in our world today. To reach out to those who are unloving or unloved or unlovable. To proclaim not only in our words but in the things that we do that they too are God's beloved. To be there for those who are questioning or uncertain and remind them, you too are God's beloved. This is who we are because this is who God is. love. There's a blessing that was written by Jan Richardson, and I found it on Friday, and I thought, this is wonderful. It's entitled, Beginning with Beloved, a Blessing. And she writes, Begin here, beloved. Is there any other word needs saying? Any other blessing could compare with this name, this knowing. Beloved comes like a mercy to the ear that has never heard it. Comes like a river to the body that has never seen such grace. Beloved comes wholly to the heart, aching to be new. Comes healing to the soul, wanting to begin again. Beloved, keep saying it. And though it may sound strange at first, watch how it becomes part of you. How it becomes you, as if you never could have known yourself anything else. As if you could ever have been other than this. Beloved. Today, God reminds us that indeed we are God's beloved, loved deeply and dearly. Be loved. Be loved by God. And be God's love in the world today. Amen.